Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Welcome, Peter. It's been a while.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Kevin. Yes, it is. And good to be back at long last.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we saw the announcement that Mast has entered into a strategic funding partnership with Riverfort Global Opportunities PCC Limited, securing an initial facility of up to £4 million to develop and construct a 300 megawatt portfolio of flexible power assets. This funding will support MED's existing 30 megawatt asset portfolio and future acquisitions. The agreement includes an initial advance of £450,000 for site development and general working capital, with further advances on similar terms. Additionally, MED successfully pre-qualified and bid for new capacity market contracts, significantly boosting income with the recent auction results. Meanwhile, MED has terminated its joint venture agreement with Proventure on remedy breaches, pursuing recourse against Proventure and its directors for default payments and considering actions against Sierra Capital. The arrangement fee with Mr. AJ Saldana related to the JV transaction has been cancelled. So you must be delighted to get this funding over the line finally, Peter, despite the many setbacks.
Yes, absolutely, Phil. And it has been a challenging time for MED for the past year, following the initial joint venture agreement with Sierra Capital and the unfortunate accident that the lead investor had back in July 2023. You know, at that time, the JV consortium came to the table and they introduced a new lead investor, being Proventure, and we were very hopeful that Proventure would then deliver on the obligations under the JVA. But due to various reasons and challenges on the provincial side, that just never happened. Worked with them and given them as much time as we possibly could to remedy that, because we were, you know, very happy with the joint venture agreement. And that would have been a very important and big step forward for MED. But at a certain point, we realized that will likely not happen. And it is very important that we find a replacement strategic investor for MED, because if we take a step back and we look since IPO back in 2021, a very big and important goal for MED was to secure a strategic investor into the business in order to anchor and help us with our funding processes across the board, especially from the CapEx side, because all our projects are infrastructure and capital intensive in nature, and that was an important part of the process going forward. So we have now entered into a new agreement with Riverfort being a well-established and reputable investment firm, you know, in the City of London. I think their track record speaks for itself. We're very excited about the agreement. I think it's a cornerstone for us in order to be able to take a very important step forward to firstly recover from the past 12 months, what happened up until now, but more importantly, to take that step forward and to make progress and to grow the business.
Very good. Talk us through, Peter, what actually has happened. I mean, I think this is more funding at project level than PLC level. So just give people an idea what that means and how that's going to affect Mast going forward.
Yes, happy to do so. Thank you, Kevin. So this transaction with Riverfort is, as you say, at project level. So it is an agreement between Mast's wholly owned subsidiary, being Pyebridge, which is also a Mast's primary and flagship asset at this stage. It's an agreement between Pyebridge and Riverfort for a facility of up to £4 million. The initial advance is £450,000. And the use of proceeds of the facility predominantly will be to go towards CapEx in Pyebridge specifically. So first and foremost, to start the initial phase of an overall work program on the site's three reciprocal gas generation engines, to get that fully overhauled and into peak capacity generation and efficiency production in order to ultimately then get to maximum revenue generation. That process does require fairly significant capital and a timeline of about 3 months. But we're going to start with an initial process of about 4 weeks, a fairly insignificant amount of initial capital to get the site back into operation, back into revenue generation, and then we'll build that out from there. So that's all focused on Pyebridge. And then apart from that, we will also use the facility and work with Riverford to further develop the rest of our sites and to look at further acquisitions.
Very good. So they're left in your 4 million over time, obviously, and you've got a market cap before today's announcement of about £800,000. And obviously, we're recording this now, and there's been huge volume, and the share price has gone up significantly. So you're basically looking at a market cap of 1.3 million. Why on earth would they lend you even a project level for, you know, up to £4 million when your market capitalization is less than £1 million? I don't get it.
Well, that's a very good question, Kevin. I think that's where the investment opportunity lies, not only for Riverford, but for the rest of our shareholders on the market as well. So I think on the one hand, MED at last audited accounts has a net asset value of circa £8 million. So I mean, already there's a 10x variance between our market cap and our net asset value. You know, so therein lies the investment opportunity. And then also for this deal specifically, one of the reasons why it's structured in Pyebridge is because Pyebridge is a fully constructed site, you know, with a freehold property that we own and all the assets on the property itself. You know, it's got a hard asset value, and that will serve as security to this facility, you know, kind of wrapping it very nicely and mitigating the risk and dilution for MED PLC and its shareholders.
And based on when I was reading the RNS, the hope is obviously for both Riverford and yourselves that you will get, you know, effectively a hard loan on Pyebridge in the future, which will then allow you to progress all the other projects within the suite of assets that you already own. I mean, you have 30 megawatts that can be put into production, if you like. So what do you envisage the future? Because, I mean, I know from having conversations with you over the past number of months that you've been literally fighting fires to try and make all this happen. So now you can actually get on with the job that you are basically tasked to do, if you like. So tell us a bit about that.
So as I said, the first focus is Pyebridge. To get that sorted. We've got that plan. That plan is funded and we'll get that done. Secondly, looking at the rest of MED's projects to further develop that, get that into construction and production. And we'll do that in conjunction with Riverford and complement that with other debt funding sources such as Close Brothers, which we already have an existing relationship with, and we've renewed that discussion with them along with Riverford for them to potentially come to the table as well, you know, to complement the whole funding package. And I think ultimately and likely most importantly is to look at further acquisitions, which will get us to that 300 megawatt target.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the results of the auctions and stuff that you've been involved with with Pyebridge as well, because obviously that looks pretty interesting in terms of the amount of money that you will receive ongoing now. And I think from reading the RNS that, again, it looks like that you want to try and put in a 15-year basis on that as well, which basically will secure the income and I presume will make it much more bankable to secure investment then on Pyebridge.
Yes, that's exactly right, Kevin. So each of our sites and up in Pyebridge in the specific instance has got two main revenue contracts. The first is a power purchase agreement, and our preferred off-taker, as is well known, is Statkraft. Statkraft is the largest renewable energy company in Europe, and they are also a very fast-growing competitor in the UK market, you know, becoming one of the largest. So they're our preferred off-taker. We've got our PPA with them, and that's largely based on trading generation, and we've got an expected revenue coming from that. But also, we have capacity market contracts with the UK government. Those are fixed contracts. It's guaranteed income. It follows a pre-qualification and auction bid process where, following the auction process, you get a fixed price for a fixed term, and that's guaranteed income. So as you say, you know, that's a very nice addition to the revenue profile and also eases, you know, the funding process.
From the perspective of revenue, when do you envisage that Pyebridge will start to actually produce you some money again?
As I mentioned earlier, we will start with the initial phase of the overall work program, which is between 4 and 6 weeks. That will get us back into production, at least at a minimum level. And the full overall work program is, the timelines for that is between 3 and 4 months. So, you know, mid to third quarter this year, but we expect Pyebridge to be fully overhauled, back into full production, but more importantly, you know, being able to reach its full potential.
And from that perspective, what is Pyebridge's full potential? You know, obviously we've had an ups and downs in the electricity price, but what is the potential of Pyebridge in terms of, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of revenue and hence profitability?
So we don't have a revenue forecast out in the market at the moment. So unfortunately, I'm not able to give a hard number at this stage. But speaking in general and looking at these assets in general, you know, in MED, but also across the market, the general expectation and based on past track record is that for a site like Pyebridge, typically we would expect revenue of around £3.5 million per annum if the site is operating efficiently.
Okay, and what sort of profit is likely on that revenue? Are we talking 20%, 30%, 40%, 10%, or what's normal?
Yeah, so our expected operational profit margin on these sites are around 30%.
Okay, so ultimately, in the third quarter of this year, MAST and through Pyebridge, you could be in a situation where the following 12 months, you're generating something like £1 million worth of free cash flow, which is the current market cap of MAST, if you like. Now, that said, you're obviously going to be indebted and you've given a portion of that away to Riverford. But it does now allow you to move forward, which has obviously been a great frustration for yourself. So give us your last thoughts on that, and let's see how all of this progresses over the next while.
So I think the ultimate goal here, and which is enabled by this new funding agreement, is to give us the access to funding and to facilitate the funding required to develop not only Pyebridge, but the rest of our portfolio of sites and further acquisitions. So funding is, you know, has been the big missing piece of the puzzle. I think we've solved that now to a certain extent. And this new funding agreement will enable us to take that step in the road towards getting funding for our strategic plan.
Great. Well, I know recently you've had an operation. So now is the time to go and have a bit of a rest now that you've had all of this done. I know you're probably going to turn around and say you've got lots of work to do, but you also need to rest. So I think it's great news. The market's obviously received it as great news. It seems to be that probably Kibu is selling into this right now because of the sheer volume of trades. But I think that's for different reasons other than they think this is a good idea. They need to look after themselves. So I think there's a great opportunity here for people to make a decent return over the next 1, 2, 3, 4 years. And that was always the plan, as you said, when we very first started talking, 300 megawatts of power that would be able to be generated for the system, which it desperately needs. And it's profitable. So it is a utility type business. And as long as you can get funding, which hopefully this is the first step, then, you know, I think I wish you good luck, Peter, and I hope it all works out.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, so again, thanks for coming on to the Midweek Takeaway, and we look forward to speaking to you over the coming months.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.